Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
圣诞刚刚过去，祝大家圣诞快乐，新年好。
We just celebrate our Christmas. I wish everyone have a happy New Year and Christmas.
感谢神，让我再次有机会来到你们教会。
I thank God that once again I have a chance to come to share God's word with you.
我们刚刚读的经文是加拉太书的第一章的十一到二十四节。
The scripture we just read is taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 11 to 24.
我们很快回顾一下前面十节，就上次我来讲的十节的内容。
Here I want to fast go through the first part of chapter 1.
上次我们觉得上帝的福音，也就是耶稣基督的福音是经久不变的。
And the last time I shared with you that the gospel of Jesus Christ never changes. Because our God is a God that never changes.
虽然福音是不改变，但是福音会带出一个改变生命的改变。
Even though the gospel never changes, but the gospel will bring a transformed life.
这是第二点，第三点就是这个被改变的生命需要成长，也就是上次我提到需要操练。
And also another point is the life that is changed by the gospel will grow up.
今天保罗接着来谈他，就我们会谈到这个福音的超越性在哪里。
And today I want to share with you that how Paul describes the supremeness of the gospel.
我不知道我们在座的弟兄姐妹，当你给人家传福音的时候，有没有碰到这样的挑战？
I don't know if any one of you, when you trying to tell the gospel to others, have you ever faced this challenge?
很多人问我，为什么你们基督徒你们所相信的上帝才是最伟大的，或者是唯一的？
And some might ask why you believe that the God you believe is the most greatest.
这个问题当人家向我们特别提出挑战，尤其那个态度不是很好的时候，我相信不是很容易回答。
And when someone challenges us with this question and also with attitude, then it's very hard to answer this question.
盼望我们今天从保罗接下来这段经文，让我们看到福音，我们的神是超越的。
And today, I wish that through the teaching of Paul, that we will understand the superiorness of the gospel.
我们会从三个方面来看这个。
And we shall share from the three points. Because the gospel that I share with you is from heaven. And the gospel will bless the people on earth. And in the end, it will return to heaven. Before I start the message, let's pray.
慈爱天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh, gracious Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢赞美你，因为你是那位创造宇宙万物的真神。
Because you are the true creator of the universe.
虽然你是宇宙的主宰，但你依然是这样的爱我们。
Even though you are the maker and the controller of this universe, but you still loves us.
你是如此伟大的神，我们怎么能够认识你呢？
And you are such a great God. How could we know you? But because your grace and your mercy, you want to reveal yourself to us. We thank you for giving us these precious words. Lord, we opened your words.So you please open our heart. May your Holy Spirit move in us. And bless the preacher with the words. So your name will be exalted. We give thanks and praise in the Lord of Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
首先，保罗说他所传的福音是来自天上。
First, Paul said the gospel he shared is from heaven.
就像上次我每次打出来的经文，我盼望弟兄姐妹跟我们一起重新再来读一遍。
And I want to the everyone to read it all together.
好，我们一起来。弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，
也不是人教导我们的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
保罗这次告诉我们，我们所传的福音或者他所传的福音带有一个超越性。
Paul is teaching us here the gospel he shared with us is superior.
这个超越性说明并不是人可以想象出来的。
This is beyond man's imagination.
哪怕是最聪明的人。
Even the smartest people in the world.
这里对我们作为基督徒来讲也是一个很大的挑战。
This is also a great challenge to us Christians.
刚才我开始的时候提到，有人会说，为什么你们基督徒说你们所相信的神才是唯一的，或者才是最伟大的？
The question I just challenged you is why your God is the greatest.
对基督徒来讲，我们需要有一个爱心去回答这些问题。
And as a Christian, we should have this loving heart to answer this question.
同时，我们也要明白为什么我们的神是独一的。
And we also need to understand why our God is so unique.
保罗说我们的福音是从天上来的。
Because Paul says our gospel is from heaven.
这就是他超越的一个原因。
This is the reason that he's, this gospel is superior.
他说不是从人来的，是耶稣基督亲自告诉他。
It is not from man. It is Jesus Christ who told him personally.
从耶稣基督亲自来这里，保罗接下来从三个方面来表明，从耶稣基督亲自来这个福音的超越性。
And Paul, through the following three points, tells how, us how the, superior the gospel is.
尤其对保罗自己这个人来讲。
And especially to Paul himself.
首先我们看保罗他这个人。
Let us see Paul's life.
因为保罗曾经是逼迫教会的。
Because Paul was used to persecute the church.
他在去大马士革的路上，耶稣基督亲自向他显现。
On the way to Damascus, our Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself to him.
使他认识到，原来他认为一个正确的信仰，结果竟然不是不对的。
So Paul realized that the belief that he has held before is wrong.
So 耶稣基督向他亲自的显现，可以说对他来讲是一个生命中的一个晴天的霹雳。
And Jesus Christ appeared to him personally. It's just like a thunder to him.
因为原来他以为是一直要逼迫的那些基督徒是该死的。
Because he once thought that the Christians he wants to persecute, those are the ones that should be put to death.
而主向他显现的是，你为什么逼迫我？
And when Jesus appeared to him, asked him, why you persecute me?
才认识到原来他所逼迫的那些基督徒，他们所相信的这位主竟然是活着的主。
And then he realized that the Christians he persecuted before, their Lord is a living Lord.
是应该他所敬拜的那位上帝。
That is the true God he should worship too.
耶稣基督亲自向他显现，保罗虽然说从他的生命上有很大的改变。
Even though Paul, because of the Lord appeared to him, Paul's life is changed.
但这个代价很大。
But he, suffered great.
我们知道保罗这个经历他有多大的代价。
Do you know how much he, experienced?
你们都知道这个故事吗？
Blind.
保罗眼睛就瞎了，是吧？
His eyes blinded.
瞎了几天？
How long for his eyes stay blind? 3 days.
有好多人也跟我讲。
Lot of people talking to me.
如果上帝向我显现一下，我就相信了。
If God appeared to me personally, I will believe too.
十多年前我在圣克所里有一位弟兄，他当时还是慕道友。
10 years ago, when I was in St. Cloud, there's a seeker who's there asking me. He was a professor and also a dean in that college. And he said, if God appeared to me, I will believe too. And we can think that seems always human thought. Sometimes I personally tell God,
我说主啊，你向我显现了多好。
If you can appear to me also, Lord.
因为主耶稣亲自也这样亲自的应许过嘛。
And the Lord also promised us.
他要向那个信他的人要亲自来显现。
He will reveal himself to those who believes him.
但是我后来想了这么一件事情。
But later on, I thought about this.
我真的配得耶稣基督向我显现吗？
Do I really truly worth the Lord appear to me personally?
保罗当主耶稣向他显现的时候， 他的代价刚才说瞎了三天的眼睛瞎了三天。
When the Lord appeared to Paul, Paul's eye was blinded for 3 days.
不仅如此，保罗后来是一生为上帝所用。
Not only this, that God used Paul all his life.
甚至最后他把生命都付上。
Even to the end, he gave his life to the Lord.
所以我后来想，如果耶稣真的向我显现，他是要怎样的用我呢？
And I was wondering if the Lord appeared to me personally, how he will use me then. Will I, just like Paul, to be a very useful person to the Lord? Do I really want to suffer, give such a sacrifice? I just take off my glasses.
当我四十五岁的时候，有人告诉我，你四十多岁开始眼睛要开始要远视了，要戴老花镜了。
When I'm about 45 years old, someone told me when you are over 40s, then you need reading glasses.
我现在戴不戴眼镜看这个讲稿会有很大的不同。
And if whether or not I put on my glasses, it's very different reading this scripture.
让我的眼睛瞎了几天，那个是很难想象。
If God let my eyes blind for several days, it's hard to imagine.
尤其当你被瞎的时候，你不知道什么时候好。
Even especially when you're blind, but you don't know when that blindness will go away.
所以后来不敢讲主啊，你向我显现一下吧。
So later on, I dare not to ask God to reveal Himself to me.
或许在这个地方，你说主，你向我显现，我不说你不可以这样，第二你可以向他求。
So among you, I'm not saying that you cannot ask the Lord to appear to you personally, but you need to think. Now we come back to the life of Paul. And the Lord Jesus appeared to him. He sacrificed himself to the Lord.
接下来这里也让我们看到耶稣基督向他的显现表示耶稣基督是活着的。
And the Lord appeared to him that testifies that our Lord is living God.
耶稣基督的是活的，这正是基督教跟其他任何一个宗教一个最根本的区别。
The Lord lives. That's a big, major difference from between the Christianity and the other religions.
这也是为什么说我们的神是超越的。
That's why our God is superior.
因为我们的主是依然活着。
Because our Lord is still lives.
现在我们刚刚在庆祝他的降生。
And we just celebrate his birth.
再过几个月，我们会庆祝他为我们受难而复活。
And a couple months later, we will celebrate his death and his resurrection for us.
耶稣基督活着的下面一个表明我们的信仰是超越的。
And because of our Lord is living, that shows that our belief is superior.
同时也对我们一个很大的挑战。
And it's also a big challenge to us.
我们前面十节的是提到，耶稣基督的福音是经久不变的。
And the first 10 verses in Galatians chapter 1 tells us Lord's gospel it never changes.
但是它会带出生命的改变。
But it will bring a transformation in the life.
这个生命的改变，耶稣基督是活着，是可以说是我们一个最重要的一个标志。
And the reason that the gospel, the Lord is living, that brings our life changes.
这里应该影响我们现在基督徒的生活。
And also affects our living nowadays.
以前有个人跟我讲。
And once a person told me.
因为他的先生是我的同学，是个 roommate.
Because his husband is my roommate.
他说：“罗非，你怎么会信这个东西？”
And he's wondering why you believed this.
而且这么会信的还这么虔诚，这么认真。
And you also so serious about your religion, your belief.
他给我提出一些很就是蛮难回答的问题。
And this is a hard question.
我现在不想讲那些太多，但有一点我要告诉大家。
I want to tell you one point.
耶稣基督是真的话。
If the Lord is real.
我们信的不认真才怪呢。
If we are not serious, that is very strange.
所以因为耶稣基督是活着的。
Because our Lord is living.
我们不应该做一个随随便便的基督徒。
So we cannot be a just a non-serious related
believer.
Because the gospel of Jesus Christ will bring changes in the life. If a Christian's life does not change, he might not know this Lord. Even though he acknowledges he knows the Lord, he might not experience the Lord is a living Lord. And many years ago, when Clinton is the president, and there's something happened to him, I shared with the Christians online. And if they wondered if Clinton is a real Christian or not. And I thought none of us has this ability to judge if one is a true Christian or not. But one thing is certain. If President Clinton knows the Lord personally, And if he's a true Christian, on that day when he has had an affair with Monica Lewinsky, if there's only one janitor around, he probably shouldn't do that. But our God is a living God. If he knows that the Lord's eye is upon all the earth, and he will not dare to do such
things.
I probably don't have that discernment to know if he is a true Christian or not, but at least I know that his knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ is limited. Let us read this verse together. 并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤裸敞开的。
原来万物在那与我们有关系的主面前是赤裸敞开的。
And all things, everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of the Lord.
我们无论的心思意念或者我们的行为，
all our thoughts, our deeds,
在主面前是没有可以隐藏的。
And all laid bare before the Lord.
所以说，如果我们深深地知道我们的主是那位活着的主，
If we deeply know that our Lord is a living God,
我们基督徒的生命是会不同的。
And our life is different.
接下来保罗第二个方面，
And the second part that Paul shares with us,
耶稣基督的福音从天上来的，从基督耶稣来，亲自启示来的。
And it's from the heaven and from the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to us to him personally.
他有一个很重要的目的。
There's a purpose.
他要把他的福分赐福在地上。
Because he wanted to bless the people on earth.
上次我提到讲了一个姐妹，如果大家还记得，已经一两个多月，可能记不得了。那个姐妹仅仅是为了五毛钱的事情回去还了五毛钱两次。
Last time when I preached here, I shared with you one sister only for 50 cents. She went back to the store and confessed her sin.
五毛钱算什么？
Only 50 cents. What does that count?
但是如果我们的神是活着的，
But if our God is a living God,
圣灵在它里面会有作用。
And the Holy Spirit is moving in her heart.
因为我们的生命已经被改变。
Because our life is already changed by the gospel.
那位经久不变的福音改变我们的生命。
And that everlasting gospel changed our life.
它现在带出一个很重要的目的。
And it brings one purpose.
因为神拯救我们不仅仅是要把我们救到天上。
God saves us not only take us to heaven. And there's another purpose. And I will share with you on 3 points. And from verse 12 to 16, that we can tell that God elects people. And when God chooses people, He also equips them. And He will change people and use them. And now we need to bring 2 major points here. And first is God's sovereignty. And next is our responsibility. Now we want to take a look of the God's elect. Verse 15, shall we read together?
然而，那把我从母腹里分别出来，又施恩召我们的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示给我心里，叫我把他藏在外邦人中。这里让我们知道，上帝的拣选是超越时空的。And
here it tells us that the Lord's election is above all.
这是看到上帝的主权。
And we can see that it's God's sovereignty to choose people. Because while Paul is still in his mother's womb, God already chose him. So God's election is above time and space. And the next point is God is willingly to choose some people. He's willingly to give grace to people. And also God do this actively. Because when Paul is still in his mother's womb, God chose him actively. So, brothers and sisters, when we know that we are chosen by God, this has nothing to do who we are. It's only God's election and His sovereignty. And also, next, our responsibility is also important. And God save us and He want to equip us. And when God equips us, He uses His church to do this. So we have responsibilities to respond to God's election. Let us read this verse together.
犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。 过了三年，才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同住了15天。这里让我们看到保罗说他比同岁的人更有长进。And
Paul here says he's more mature than his same age.
比为祖宗的遗传更加热心。And
for his ancestors, he seems more zealous to his religion. And we can see from this point that he's a very hard-working man. And that means our human responsibility is important. And he was trained in the church of Antioch. So if we want to be a sanctified Christian, and we should pay also the price. And we know that salvation is free. But if we want to live a victorious life, we need to pay the price. We know that your church also has similar Bible study to equip the brothers, sisters. If anyone that not attending those classes, I encourage you to go attend. And when we are equipped, so that we can equip others too.
接下来保罗告诉我们神他还要改变人。
And also God says his gospel will change people.
我们再来读这些经文。你们
听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。不过听说那从前逼迫我们的，现在传扬他原先所残害的真道。
保罗从逼迫教会到耶稣基督拣选他装备他之后，他为神所用，所以他的生命被完全的改变。
Paul's life is changed from the beginning. He persecuted the church to the end that God revealed himself to him and changed his life, and he serves this God.
我们生命的改变一定会带出来对周围这个世界的影响。
The change in our life, bring out in our life, also will change the life of others around us.
刚才我讲的上一次的那位姐妹就是这么一个见证。
And the last time I shared with you that sister, she's giving such a good testimony.
其实神在我们生命中的改变。
And God also has that change in our life too.
不一定说我们要做非常伟大的事情。
Not everyone does a great thing.
很多事情可能是很细小的。
Lot of things might be just daily matters.
这种细小的事情往往反映出我们的生命里面有没有基督的生命在里面。
And all these daily matters that shows that if we are truly have this God's life in us.
我想我们在座的好多人可能是在职员，或者是有些已经在退休的，我们旁边一定会碰到不同的人。
I imagine many of us that probably work or maybe some retired, but we have different environment.
我们旁边的人会从我们的身上看出我们是不是一个被改变的生命的那
个。Does the people that is around us can see the life change in because of the gospel?
如果他们从我们的身上看到基督的生命。
If they can see from us the life of Jesus, then they will give all the glory to God. That's why Paul shared with us this. 他们就为我的缘故归荣耀给神。
所以我们信主之后，成为基督徒之后，
after we became a Christian,
当我们的生命中散发出一个基督的荣美的时候，
When our life reveals the gloriousness of our God,
我们旁边的人就会被吸引。
The people around us will draw near.
他们会愿意来认识我们。
They will want to know our God.
保罗他是经过人生中很大的波折。
And Paul experienced the life's up and down.
我们现在成为基督徒之后，恐怕不大会需要有这么大的波折。
As Christians like us, we probably never will experience such life like Paul.
我们如果现在回顾这三段的话
，If we went through those three points,
耶稣基督的福音是来自天上的
，and the gospel from Jesus Christ is from heaven.
他要赐福在地上。
And he will bless people on earth.
最后把荣耀归到天上。
And in the end, the glory will go to God.
赐福地上的时候是需要我们在座的每一位属神的儿女是要付出代价。
The blessings on the earth that requires all Christians to pay their tribute on earth.
我们现在付的代价不会像初期教会这么严重。
The sacrifice we give nowadays will not be like the early churches.
但是现在世界上还有很多的地方依然会受到逼迫。
But actually, in this at this time, the world, a lot of places in this world still have persecutions.
或许我们周围，我刚才最初的时候提到，有些人可能会向我们的信仰提出挑战。
And some around us might challenge our belief.
我们回答的时候可能。不能很好地去回答他们。
We might not give them a perfect answer.
因为我们的生命可能还没那么好。
Because our life might not be that great.
我想下面给大家看一个很短的短片，五分钟的短片。
I want to show you a movie clip.
这个短片让我们看到。
Today we are celebrating the engagement of a young couple in our village. That is until this Christian returned. 4 days ago he came to our village trying to convert us, telling everyone about his Jesus. We warned him not to come back, yet here he is.
They warned him you cannot tell from token Jesus. But he continues. This gospel still brings out the life that changes. This is the villager leader.
कई बार मना किया हमने कि प्रभु यीशु का प्रचार हमारे गांव में ना करें, लेकिन वो मना करने के बाद भी नहीं माना और हमने उसको बहुत मार दिया. ये हमें नहीं मालूम हो रहा है कि वो जीवित है या कि मर चुका है.
तो आप जाइए उसको देखिए. उठिए ना, उठिए जाइए. आप ऐसा काम क्यों किया?
He lost this boy, bring it over.
हम लोग इनके साथ क्या करेंगे?
अगर इसका परमेश्वर सच्चा है, इसकी मदद अवश्य करेगा, और हम इसे जाने देंगे.
这句话很重要。如果他的上帝是活着的话，他会保护他的上帝。
Suta did recover. and 4 days after leaving our village, he came back again. Now my wife and I follow Jesus, and Suda is our pastor.
Suda left that village, but later on he returned. But the village leader used to persecute him. He and his family all became Christian.
我给大家放这个的目的是说，福音是会有代价的。
And I, this movie and the purpose is that when we spread the gospel, there's a price to pay.
我们现在在美国可能还不会有这么严重的事情发生。
Now in America, it doesn't have these things happen often.
但是你我可以参与。
But we can participate in this program.
我这里有些刚刚在重装过，如果你们愿意，其实我现在开始为一些宣教士人祷告。
But nowadays, I just started to pray for those missionaries.
上帝要改变我们的心。
God wants to change our heart.
因为改变我们的生命。
Because he changed our life.
下面我们的责任是我们愿意为他所用。
And our responsibility is, do we really want to be used by God? We pray that God will refresh us. Please all rise.